Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Right, if I may have a moment, please, to set up at the podium.
Okay. Mr. Whiffen, I should have told you, you can feel free to stand up and stretch if you want to as well.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I proceed with the
Yes.
administrative matters? May I approach?
Yes.
Thank you. Your Honor, pursuant to a stipulation with the prosecution, I would like to mark and enter into evidence three documents. These are each portions of a March 2025 report prepared by Mr. Whiffen. The first one.
So, yes, they can come into evidence. Right. They can come into evidence. There's a stipulation. So
and
we
so,
can mark it as the next exhibit.
If we can, that's page 29 for the next exhibit.
You want them marked separately?
Separately, please.
Exhibit 40.
The next exhibit will be pages 77 and 78 of the same report.
Okay.
Exhibit 41.
The third and last is page 43 and page 44.
42. Okay, all set.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I, Your Honor?
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Whiffen. I don't believe we've had the pleasure of meeting.
Good afternoon.
Cell phone data, when correct and when correctly analyzed, can help tell a story of what may have happened under various circumstances, correct?
Correct.
And in cases like this, literally seconds on cell phone data can be significant, correct?
Correct.
What I'd like to do is to go back to your PowerPoint presentation and specifically go to the timeline that you had gone through with Mr. Brennan. And rather than repeating everything, there'll be select aspects of the timeline I'm going to reference. And with the court's permission, we will put the timeline back on that's already in evidence.
Okay.
Thank you. So what I'd like to do is to start with page 70, which we have is 78 of the deck. If you could, Mr. Wolk, go to that. And what I'd like to do, if I could please, Mr. Whiffen, is draw your attention to the very last entry, which says at the bottom, location 122438, and it indicates description, first location record showing speed of zero. Yes. Do you see that, sir?
I do.
And this is the arrival of John O'Keefe's phone at 34 Fairview, correct?
Correct.
If we could go to the next page, please. We have up at the top 12:24:59, about 21 seconds later after arrival, we have device unlock with Face ID, correct?
Correct.
Is it possible for anyone other than John to unlock that device with Face ID?
If a secondary user was set up.
Do you have any indication that a second user was set up on John's mobile phone?
I never looked at that.
I'm sorry.
I never looked to see if a secondary user was set up.
In terms of the next entry, 12:25:08, it says, read message, you coming here, with 3 question marks. What I'd like to do, because you did not note who that was from, but I want to go back a few slides so we can identify who that message was from. We could go back to 76, please, Mr. Wolf.
Yes.
So in the last line there, message reading left to right 12:20:49, it says message received from someone listed in contacts as Brian Higgins. Do you see that?
Correct.
So if we could go back to slide 80, excuse me, if we could go back to slide 79, that phone reading the message, you coming here, is reading the message from Brian Higgins, correct?
Correct.
But you didn't note that in the timeline that was from Brian Higgins, correct?
No, I was just highlighting the fact that a message was read and that the contents of the message were you coming here.
But You didn't note in this entry when it was read by John that that message was from Brian Higgins, correct?
Correct.
Now, the next entry, Locke, again, I'm always going to be reading left to right unless otherwise indicated, sir, is a time of 12:25:09. And it says, device locked with lock button.
Yes.
You see that, sir?
I do.
That requires human volitional conduct. In other words, someone has to actually manipulate their phone and hit it, right?
Correct.
Now, at this particular point, isn't it correct that in your report that you mentioned in your direct, your March 2025 report, that you had more of a description of what was happening at this time with the phone, namely device bearing shifts to a westerly direction as location records also show the device moving west from the roadside towards the house. Isn't that what you had in your report?
Yes, that's covered in the location section of this report, the
right.
PowerPoint.
So there is no statement in this timeline under any type where you had concluded that at this time the record showed that the device was moving west from the roadside towards the house, correct?
The location latitude, longitude was moving westerly, but at the same time, the accuracy was increasing, so it didn't intrinsically prove the device was moving.
My question, Mr. Whiffen, is straightforward okay. In this sense, that I'm just looking for an answer of whether on this timeline you included the analysis that you had in your report that the device at this time was moving west from the roadside towards the house. Did you include it in that timeline?
No, I left that out of the timeline.
Next entry, 27:33. That's 12:27:33. You note that there's a message received from Jen McCabe. Here, exclamation point, question mark. You see that, sir?
Correct.
Now, at this point, you have two people in just 2.5 minutes, Brian Higgins and Jen McCabe, trying to find out if the John is coming to 34 Fairview. Is that a fair conclusion?
It appears yes. So.
I'll allow it.
Is that a fair conclusion?
It would appear so, yes.
So just because of the colloquy that occurred, I want to repeat the question. Now you have, at this point, at 12:27:33, you have two people, Brian Higgins and Jennifer McCabe, in just 2.5 minutes trying to find out if John or the phone is coming to John is coming to 34 Fairview.
Objection. Sustained. Ask it differently, Mr. Lesley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, at this point, you have two people trying to find out if John is coming to 34 Fairview, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Mr. Whiffen, in terms of the information at this stage, there are two communications with Mr. O'Keefe on this phone, and that is they're trying to find out, excuse me, I'll rephrase it. There are two communications, one from Jennifer McCabe and one from Brian Higgins, correct?
Correct.
Now let's go to the next deck 80, please, Mr. Wolt. This is 12:27:45, device unlock with face ID, correct?
Correct.
And then right under that is 12:27:48. It says, read message, which it says here, and is it correct that that is the message that was sent by Jennifer McCabe?
Correct. I'd just like to point out it says read message, not read message.
Read message, thank yes. you. And that, the fact that Jen McCabe sent that message and that it was read was not indicated in your timeline at this point, correct?
Sorry, repeat that question.
Yes. You did not, it does not appear in that timeline that you've drafted that that message that was read was from Jennifer McCabe, is
correct.
It?
Correct.
Next entry, 2750, device locked with lock button. Next entry down that, 2937, Doppler pocket state. And I want to be clear. Does Doppler pocket state mean that someone takes an iPhone? Because up above there's read messages we went through on 2748. So if somebody reads the message and then it goes at 2937 into Doppler pocket state, does that mean someone has, for example, put it in their pocket?
No.
What does it mean that it's a pocket state?
So the only times that I was able to cause a pocket state to be recorded is when the camera was blocked and when the device received a phone call or was picked up in a particular way so that the device thinks that you're about to try to use it. If the camera is not blocked from the outset, then nothing's recorded at all. And in order to get the pocket state cleared, the camera must be blocked to begin with. So again, you have to receive a phone call with it in your pocket and remove it in order to get a pocket state cleared.
Thank you, because that helped me, because that's exactly where I was going with the next question, which is pocket state cleared. What did you conclude from 2937 to 2942 that there was in pocket state and then pocket state cleared?
There was some activity on the device that caused the pocket state to be checked. The device was in a pocket state up until 2942, whatever was obstructing the camera was removed.
Next entry is a call at 12:29:44, and that, you state, is an incoming call from Jen McCabe, so there you do indicate the name, and you say answered 7 seconds, correct?
Correct.
Is the phone at this time that there's an incoming call from Jen McCabe that is answered out in front of 34 Fairview?
Yes, it would be according to the location data.
Right. So now we have at 12:29:44, the phone's out in front of 34 Fairview. There's an incoming call from Jen McCabe. It's answered. 7 seconds is how long the duration of the call was. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then 12:29:51, incoming call ends, and that's that end of that second 7 second duration.
Correct.
So you've concluded that this was a call that was indeed answered by the user of the phone, correct?
Correct.
Now let's go to Mr. Wolk 81, which is starting up at the top of 12:31:47. There is, as you indicate, an iMessage received from someone with a contact named Jen McCabe. You see that, sir?
I do.
Can you just state for the jury what an iMessage is?
An iMessage is essentially a text message sent primarily from iPhone to iPhone via the Apple servers, not like an SMS message which goes through carriers.
And is it correct that the message that was received from Jen McCabe said, from a contact of Jen McCabe, says, pull behind me?
Correct.
And then at 12:31:52, we're back to Doppler pocket state, correct?
Correct.
Now let's go to the next entry, which is Deck 82. It's under health type, And what I want to do is see if we can clarify. The Commonwealth on direct examination and multiple times referred to this as healthcare data. Do you remember hearing that healthcare data term?
I do.
Is that a correct term? Is it healthcare data or is it health data?
It's health data.
So it's incorrect to refer to this as healthcare data, correct?
Healthcare data is encompassed within Apple Health, but primarily if we're talking about steps being taken, it would just be health data.
Right. So the correct parlance is health data,
yes.
Correct? Particularly when we're getting to steps, is that correct?
Correct.
It's important to be precise about the parlance.
Yes.
So in this entry, 1231.56, you state that there's the start of health event, quote, 36 steps slash 25 meters, correct?
Correct.
Is it accurate to say that because we're in the United States and we don't work on the metric system, that 25 meters is about 84 feet? Are you able to make that calculation?
It's approximately that, yeah.
Right. Would you accept approximately 84 feet? So as we discuss meters, we can go to feet and
yes.
About 84
I would accept
feet.
Approximately 3 times 25.
Right. So in your report of March 2025, isn't it correct that for this time, you stated that the device began moving for a period of 20 seconds, correct?
Yes.
So, again, your conclusion from your analysis is with these 36 steps, the device at this point began moving. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Next entry. 1232.03. Pocket state cleared. Correct?
Correct.
So does that mean that there's some human activity going on, interaction with the phone, or not?
It could have been a received phone call. It could have been movement of the phone to be lifted.
But something has happened.
But something's happened, yeah.
Next, 1232.04, device unlocked with Face ID, correct?
Correct.
And then at 1232.05, it states application focus messages.
Yes.
Can you clarify what that means in terms of what is happening with the phone for the jury?
Yep. So at 32 minutes and 5 seconds, the messages application was in focus on screen, so it was the application that was being used by the user at that time.
Now, the next entry is message 1232.06, and it states red message, quote, pull behind me, close quote, correct?
Correct.
Now, you don't indicate who that message is from in your timeline, but that's the message that was sent by Jennifer McCabe at 1231.47, correct?
Correct.
Next entry is application lock at 1232.09, and you've got here end application focus, and then you state device lock with lock button for the last time. Correct?
Correct.
So that's, again, pressing the side button on the iPhone that locks it.
Correct.
And that requires human conduct, human interaction with the phone, correct?
Correct.
And then the next entry under health data at 1232.16, that is 7 seconds after, 7 seconds after the lock. It's the end of the health event of 36 steps, 25 meters, and as we agreed, approximately 84 feet, correct?
Correct.
So, in terms of the steps, I want to turn to some further information with regard to your previous, the report that you mentioned on direct, which is the March 2025 report. Your Honor indicated a time for the break, and I'm going to go into a little bit of different area. Would you like me to keep continuing?
All right, Mr. Leslie. Folks, we'll stop. Turn on the lights, please. Mr. Wickelman, we need you back here. Jurors, we're going to recess for the day. Please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into the case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about the case, please disregard it and let us know. And please be very careful with your social media. All right? We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino. America. America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.